This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Government to form a probe committee to investigate incident occurred against the naming of Kosi province. Kathmandu Metropolitan City instructs to remove illegal structures within a week, and dozens of migrants feared drowned of Tunisia. Now the news in detail. The government is to form a probe committee to investigate the incident occurred on March 19 after the demonstration against the naming of Kosi province. The government took the decision to form a probe committee after the discussion held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar at the call of Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sarma said that the government is serious towards the scenario developed after Kosi province naming dispute, and Home Ministry would form a probe committee and forward the investigation immediately. The government has called all the concerned sides to hold discussion regarding overall scenario. Three persons died on the spot in a road accident at Hariharpur of Mithila municipality in Dhanusa district today. Deputy Superintendent of Police of Dhanusa, Ved Prasad Gautam, informed the deceased have been identified as truck driver Sagar Chaudhary of Sunsari, helper Arjun Chaudhary, and Lokman Shrestha of Morang. The accident took place when a truck heading towards west from east collided with another truck coming from opposite direction. Similarly, Narayan Shrestha of Sarlai was injured in the incident and he is receiving treatment at Thalkebar Hospital. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC has directed all stakeholders to remove the illegally built structures along the river bank in Kathmandu within 7 days. Issuing a notice today, the KMC asked all those encroaching the public places such as river bank and river corridor and owning the properties built illegally. The metropolis warned that it will forcefully demolish such structures if the concerned ones do not remove the illegally constructed structures themselves within the stipulated time. Radio Nepal has started test transmission from the FM relay station built in Chopata of Dang. Radio Nepal has installed 500-watt FM transmitter in Chopata and started the test transmission with the aim of expanding its broadcasting reach in the FM band. Radio Nepal's Deputy Director Rampukar Ram informed that through this relay transmission on FM band 100 MHz, Radio Nepal can be heard in Dang, Rolpa, Pyuthan, Kapilbasu, Orgakhanchi and other adjoining districts. With this, the number of FM relay stations of Radio Nepal has reached 30. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, informed that Radio Nepal's target was to reach all areas of the country by the end of the 15th period plan of the Government of Nepal. Time card has been implemented from today to garbage vehicles running from Murghu, crossing through Tinpipli to Okharpawa for smooth and safe travel and to reduce traffic accidents. After a complaint from the locals that they were driving vehicles at high speed causing the risk of accidents and feeling unsafe, a joint initiative of the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office and the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has implemented a time card for vehicles carrying garbage on that stretch of road from today. Senior Superintendent of Police Rajendra Prasad Bhatta informed action will be taken if they reach the designated place earlier than the scheduled time. Bhatta has also requested the drivers to fully comply with the time card as well as the traffic rules for smooth and safe travel. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 34 migrants from sub-Saharan Africa, including children and babies, are missing off the Tunisian coast after their boat capsized. It is the fifth migrant boat to sink in 2 days, with 7 people confirmed dead so far and 67 still missing. Authorities believe the boat was heading for Italy. The Tunisian Coast Guard has reportedly stopped 56 boats from leaving the country bound for Italy in the past 2 days. The Tunisian National Guard said that more than 3,000 migrants had been detained attempting to leave the country. Last month, Tunisian president accused sub-Saharan African migrants living in the country of causing a crime wave and described them as a demographic threat. India's parliament has disqualified senior opposition leader Rahul Gandhi a day after he was sentenced to 2 years in prison in a defamation case. A parliament notice said that Gandhi stands disqualified from the membership of Lok Sabha, alluding to the lower house of parliament. He was convicted by the court for 2019 comments about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's surname at an election rally. He remains on bail for 30 days and has said he will appeal the verdict given by a court in Gujarat state. Gandhi's party had termed the verdict erroneous and unsustainable and pledged to fight the disqualification both legally and politically. On Friday, the Congress led opposition leaders in a protest march in the capital, Delhi. Britain's King Charles has postponed a state visit to France after social unrest over President Emmanuel Macron's new pension law erupted into some of the worst street violence seen in years across the country. Speaking at a news conference after a summit in Brussels on Friday, Macron said it would not have reflected common sense and friendship to propose a visit in the middle of the demonstrations. He also condemned the violence that erupted during Thursday's protests against raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 and said he would not give it into it. Macron is under pressure to find a way out of a crisis that has seen some of France's worst street violence in years over unpopular pension reforms he has pushed through Parliament without a vote. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said there will be partial to normal rain with thunder and lightning in many parts of the country today due to the influence of westerly winds along with local winds. And there is possibility of light rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the plains of Lumbini and Sudupossum provinces and the hilly region of the rest of the country. Likewise, the hilly areas of Bagmati, Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudupossum provinces will witness partial to normal change in the weather. At present, the weather is generally clear in the rest of the country with a partial change in the weather in hilly areas of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government to form a probe committee to investigate incident occurred against the naming of Kosi province. Kathmandu Metropolitan City instructs to remove illegal structures within a week and dozens of migrants feared drowned off Tunisia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.